Hi, I'm Missy, and you're listening to PRN, Pause, Renew, Next, a podcast about soul care, scripture, and stories of faith. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and tell your friends. Enjoy! Welcome to PRN. Pause, Renew, Next, the podcast. I'm Jenny Detweiler. I'm happy today to introduce you to one of my favorite people, Cynthia Simpson. I've known her for many years, and I've watched her faith firsthand. Cynthia, can you introduce yourself and tell a little bit about yourself to our listeners?
Yes, so I'm Cynthia, and I am a mom of three boys and my husband. We live in Greenville, South Carolina. We are very involved in our church family, but then also I just love to be outdoors with my boys. I'm waiting for them to get a bit older so I can take them mountain biking and do all kinds of outdoorsy things. So right now we're sticking to nature trails and biking around our neighborhood, but we're going to graduate someday.
Awesome. So Cynthia and I actually went to college together, and for many, many years after college, you were a house parent in group homes. Can you talk a little bit about what that experience was like?
Yeah, so I just felt like the Lord I always had a heart for missions, but I never had a heart to go outside the country. And I quickly realized that the mission field in the United States is, it's still the orphan and the widow, but our orphan in the United States is the foster care system. And so that's where, you know, it's kids just, their families cannot take care of them. And so being in group homes, you saw a lot of hurt. You saw a lot of brokenness. And so I think it was really hard to see that and to see that it was hard to fix. Like, you couldn't just go in and fix it. But the flip side was, as I saw Jesus fix so much in so many small areas where there were just victories and answered prayer, miracles. I'm just amazing how God would just intervene in different lives of the different children and even adults that we were working with. Just stories upon stories. And so I did it actually for over 10 years. I did it 5 years before I got married and then 6 years with my husband. And it's just amazing the life stories that you hear and to see some of the kids that have grown up, you know, and are on their own now. And so it's been a very neat journey. I love it. It was a good job.
Neat. I know that lately you've been walking through some hard things with your family. And I wondered if you would like to talk a little bit about that with us.
Sure. So basically, my youngest son has been dealing with eczema for a little over 2 years, maybe closer to three. And, you know, initially it was just kind of a small eczema. When most people have eczema, you know, it's just certain places on their body and it's not a big deal. And the last 6 months, it's flared up to be 80 to 90% of his body. And we, in the past 2 years, but especially the last 6 months, we've done a lot of just trying to figure it out. You know, an eczema is so tricky, but we have been to allergists, we've been to doctors, we've done testing, you know, skin testing, blood testing. We have done a lot of naturalists, we've done a lot of natural medicine, and to the point where it just really feels like we're in the middle of it, and you just don't see the answered prayer. And I think the hard thing too is it being my son, and he's four now. But, you know, he has to wear mittens a lot, like all night. And then a lot of times during the day, we have to keep mittens on him so that he's not tearing up his skin. And it's just really hard to see him struggling with not only just being so itchy and scratchy and uncomfortable, but just like not feeling well. I mean, he literally will be lethargic and sad and just not interacting with his brothers. And so it's kind of becoming, it's a consuming thing because you can't resolve it. And so we've done so much prayer, and, you know, there's so many friends and family who are praying for us and praying for my son's healing, and we haven't seen it. And so then when you're in a path like that for a long period of time, you start to say, well, why are we not, like, we're doing everything right we're supposed to be doing. Why are we not seeing an answer? And I think that we all face that at certain times of questioning. Okay, Lord, your word says this, but I don't see it. Like, I don't see you working. And so I kind of saw a diagram one time of kind of like this hill. And when you first are saved and have your experiences with the Lord, you're at the top of the hill. And then as you walk with the Lord, at some point you're going to hit a valley, you know, and that valley is going to be different things. And that valley can be different depths. But when you get in the valley, you have a choice of either ignoring the struggle and pretending like it's not there and going back up to the top, or you can wrestle and you can say, okay, Lord, these are your promises. This is what you said, but I don't see it, you know, and like almost like arguing with the Lord. Or
I think wrestling is a really good word for that.
Like wrestling, like it just, and you wrestle through it. And then as you wrestle through it, the Lord brings the healing or the breakthrough or whatever it is. And then you're on a new higher hill where you're stronger. And even a couple of weeks ago in church, I remember the pastor saying, you know, you're in a tough time when you can redefine tough. Because 2 years ago, I thought my son's eczema was tough. Mm-hmm. And what I've been experiencing the last 6 months makes 2 years ago look like a piece of cake. Like, I would love to go back to what it looked like before. And it's just gotten even harder. So it's like, you know, you're in a rough season when your definition of rough is harder than what your rough used to be. I guess kind of repeated myself.
I completely understand what you're trying to say.
But I think what I love about that is the pursuit. And that may be that, you know, most of us, you know, if we struggle for anything over a month, we're just like, okay, Lord, where are you at? But then to talk to people who've been struggling with things for decades, you know, and for me, like this 6 months to 2 years, you know, just depending on what I'm talking about, as far as the eczema and the wanting healing and not seeing it, it feels like forever when you're dealing with it day in and day out, and it's affecting your day-to-day life. It's not like it's something that just comes and goes. It's something like hourly, and then even at nights, like when he's in his really bad flare-ups, you know, he's up anywhere from an hour to 3 or 4 hours a night, which means I'm up that much. And so then I'm not sleeping. And so that's a really hard season to try to parent and love well and to walk well during the day on like 4 hours of sleep, you know, when you're a mom.
Especially past the newborn stage.
Yeah. So I think just recognizing a season for what it is and not giving up on the Lord and not giving up on his promises. And that's just like, I've had an opportunity to pray for other people for their breakthrough. And I'm like bawling because I want my breakthrough. Like, I want to have breakthrough in our struggle. But at the same time, like, if we're not seeing breakthrough and we're not seeing healing right now, it's not because I need to learn a lesson. It's because the Lord sees something bigger and something better. And like, no, my son is so strong and just a little warrior. And so to see him be strengthened in this and through him struggle with it, and for us to grow in it too, it's just, you know, it's been a walk.
Yeah. So I know a lot of people can relate to struggling, but what is it like as a mom? Because I think when it's in your own body, it's hard enough, but to watch your child is a different thing. What is that like?
Feels really hopeless.
Yeah.
That you can't do anything. And you're doing everything you can, and you're using all your own wisdom and all your understanding, and you're still not getting it. And I think that's just when I lean into the Lord. Like, I write down scriptures, and I wrote down a scripture. It's in my journal written down, and it says that I will give you understanding in everything. 2 Timothy 2:7. And so, like, that's a promise. Okay, Lord, you said you're going to give me understanding in everything. So I stand on it. Like, we don't understand right now what's going on, but healing is coming. And so, you know, like with our son, he wants to eat certain foods he can't eat. And so I always tell him, like, hey, buddy, you can't have that right now, but someday you're going to be able to eat eggs and you're going to be able to have milk and, you know, those kind of things where it's not hard to cut that stuff out. There's so many things that you can eat. It's not hard to cut it out, but just to have the freedom, again, will be super nice. So we look forward to that.
The words that you used with me when we talked about what it is that you wanted to share on this podcast were to be able to press in. During hard times.
Yes.
So describe what you mean by press in, because I think I know what you mean, and I think you even bringing up scripture tells us, but can you describe what that looks like for you?
Well, I mean, I think if you challenge anyone to look at when they're struggling with something, like if you have a relationship with the Lord, then when you're struggling, that pushes you closer to him. And I hope that it does. And I think that the Lord allows us things to come against us so that we will press into him. And so for me, instead of just that whole thing of like, when you get in the valley, you can just give up and pretend like it's not happening and pretend like life is honky-dory and nothing's wrong. Or you can say, this is a struggle and I don't know how to handle this and I don't know how to fix this. But here's what scripture says, you know, and so pressing in for me is that I'm spending time with the Lord daily. I'm making it a priority, because then when I get the unexpected phone call from the doctor, or my son wakes up and it's an awful day and I can tell at 9 o'clock in the morning, you know, he's going to be wearing mittens all day, and, you know, I'm going to be trying different techniques to try to calm him down and keep him distracted from his discomfort. You just lean into that, you know, and you sing praises, because I think anytime that you're focused on your circumstances, it gets very depressing. And so I just have tried to remind myself, like, turn on the praise music and worship the Lord. And, you know, because then the children start dancing and singing and having a good time too. And it turns into a really good dance party around breakfast time when we turn on praise music.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's pressing in, is seeking the Lord in the heartache and, like, okay, we're dealing with this. What can I learn? How can I see you working? Like, how can I see what you're doing in this hardship? And so, like, for us, like, if Nolan's having a good day, I'm just like, thank you, Lord. Thank you for today. I don't know what tomorrow looks like, you know, and, you know, we've tried different medicines and stuff. And so if a medicine works, that's great. Like, and I know in the back of my mind, it's a 2-week medicine, and it's in 2 weeks, I'm going to be back at square one. But I'm going to be thankful for these 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So just, like, being thankful every day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a different mentality altogether.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not always easy. Like, and you have good days and bad days. But I think it's, the Lord's really blessed me with strong friendships and some friends who have walked through this before me. And so to be able to have their encouragement and shoulders to lean on has been really strong. So I'm sure someday I'm going to be on the other side. And I'm going to call back from the mountaintop, you know, the people who are in the valley. And I read this in a book a while back. I think it's Hannah Hernard. And she was saying that when you're on the mountaintop, after you've climbed out of the valley, you call back. And
uh-huh.
You say, you can make it. And so the people who are crawling in the valley and trying to get up the mountain and they can't see the mountaintop, mm-hmm. they can still hear your voice. And mm-hmm. so you call back to them and you say, hey, I made it. Mm-hmm. You can make it too. And so I think that's what my friend is doing for me. And so then someday I'll be able to do that for another mom who's kind of struggling. Yeah.
And that's in 2 Corinthians. He says that we'll be able to comfort others with the comfort that he's given us.
Yeah.
I think that's so real, and I love that you have that support.
Yeah, it's good.
Can you talk about a time that the Lord really ministered to you, like, that you really felt his comfort during a hard time?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's been multiple different times in this whole situation, because it's been, like I said, almost 3 years long, and there's been some really low valleys in those 3 years. And then there's been, you know, times where it didn't feel like, you know, it's just kind of life and you just kind of deal with it. You don't think about it being a valley. But I can remember one time when my son was really sick, and it was kind of related to his eczema, but it was separate, and he was just really not doing well. And thankfully, he wasn't admitted to a hospital, but he was just very sick at home. And I just remember saying, God, you've got to do something, because if you don't, if we keep going down this road is death. Like, that's where his body is going. And so just, like, crying out to the Lord and just, like, I need help. And just feeling the Lord's presence in the room of, like, I love your son more than you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I want him better more than you do. And knowing that, and I think, and the Lord just keeps bringing that back to me so often, like, I love him. I have plans for him to prosper him and not to harm him, to give him a hope and a future. And so I just hold on to those.
Yeah.
And I think the Lord speaks it to me so many, like, there's, like, that one specific time on the couch I remember, but then it's like the sweet spirit of the Lord just keeps reminding me over and over again of that moment and of his love for my son and for me. And so, and you don't want to, like, wish hardship on yourself ever. Sometimes I'm like, I just want life to be easier. I just wish life could be easier. But then I have to say, what if life was easier, would I be in the Word as much as I am now? Would I be looking for his promises? Would I be writing down his promises and then going back over them and reading them to myself and reminding myself and reading it before I go to bed and, you know, like, sticking it on my wall and making my kids memorize scripture that they probably don't want to memorize? Like, would I really be pushing myself and the people around me closer to the Lord if I felt like I wasn't struggling with something? I mean, that might be bad. I shouldn't
need to struggle.
I think
to
it's
press
human
in,
nature
but...
is what it is. I think we're all like
how
that.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really part of the reason I want to do this podcast, because as a counselor, I hold a lot of stories for people.
Yeah.
And I think as Christians especially, we're guaranteed in the Bible that we'll go through trials, but not often do we go around talking about them,
yeah.
especially not at church sometimes, which is a shame. And so there are a lot of people yeah. that need to hear those stories that can be encouraged when they're in the heat of it.
And I think that's something, if we're honest with ourselves, everybody's struggling with something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a different area, whether it's self-esteem or family or finances or whatever, you know. And for us, like, you know, Nolan's health is a huge struggle, and it's in the forefront of our minds most days. But there's other struggles in our life that are happening. You know, they just kind of get second rate because your son's health is number one.
Right.
But I think, you know, everybody's struggling.
How would you encourage other women who are in a difficult situation or who are waiting on the Lord?
I would just say, don't give up. Have hope. You know, God is a God of hope. And so no one, you know, like I said, I have friends who speak into my life, and I've been blessed in that way. But I heard someone say one time, if you can't hear God, you can read God.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're in that season of waiting and struggling, you better be in the Word, because that's the only thing that's going to get you through, is reading the Word and putting it in your spirit. And Proverbs 3 says, right, is talking about the Lord's commandments and His Word. And it says, don't let them leave you. Bind them around your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart. And I think to be intentional about being in the Word is so important, because for in seasons of my life, especially in that newborn baby season, it's really easy to drop your Bible reading. But I've had other seasons where running in the mornings took precedence over my reading my Bible. And so I was giving up my Bible time to run. So I was praying, and I was, you know, maybe meditating, maybe, while I was running. But I wasn't in the Word, and I think it really slowed me down as far as my relationship with the Lord. And so I love to run, and I'll pick it up again someday, but never again will I pick it up at the expense of reading the Bible, like my Bible time, because I've just recognized how important that is. So
that is good and a really important reminder for all of us to do that. I think it's hard as yeah. busy women to sometimes yeah. make that a priority. But I loved what you said about hope.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that hope will not put us to shame.
Yep.
And I recently wrote a blog post about that. So, okay. friends, if you want to go back and read my blog post about that, please feel free to do that on my website.
Awesome.
Hope is, like, one of the most important things.
Yes.
So, to close out our podcast, I have a couple of more fun questions for you, awesome. Because you've been talking about some hard stuff. So, who is somebody who inspires you?
You know, this is kind of funny. I think obviously my parents play a huge role in my inspiration and my dedication to my family and to the Lord. But it's got to be my grandma. Like, she passed away like 3 years ago. But, oh my goodness, we're so much alike. And so I love her, and I love to think about her. And just the things that she's taught me has been really neat. And so she's always an inspiration. So I always try to think about, how would she do this? Or, you know, oh, I just stuck my foot in my mouth. Yep, grandma did that a lot too, you know.
Do you have a favorite quote of hers or something that she would tell you?
No, I just remember, like, her laugh. Like, it was just this, her shoulders would shake and she would kind of go, like, I can't even describe it, but I just love her laugh. And so, I don't know, she's just a neat woman. And just her legacy. I think that's one thing that as I get older, like, I'm not that old. I'm only 36, right?
Right? Yes, you're 36.
Is that how old I am? But, you know, you start to think about legacy, and I look at her legacy and I say, wow, her legacy was amazing. And that's what I want, because we're guaranteed to die. So what am I living for? I'm living to pass along the love of Scripture, the love for Jesus, the love of worship and praise and yeah. giving thanks, like, to be a thankful person and to be a person who's creative and can handle things. So, yeah, I mean, she's just an inspiration as far as how much she did. So
awesome. And to close us out, what is your favorite Bible verse and why?
Okay, so I have a really hard time when people ask me that question, because it's just the whole Bible's good, right? And I've never had like a life verse like some people do. So my favorite scripture verse is usually the one that's speaking to me right now.
Girl, we're so much alike.
Yeah.
Because I'm the same way. That's so true.
Well, I feel like this is my thoughts on the matter. Is that if you're trying to live in the past or you're stuck on a scripture from the past, then it's not a fresh revelation. And it's good, but it's living on the past. It's like old stale bread. So I want something that's for this season.
So let me ask it a different way. What is your favorite Bible verse of the moment?
Yes, thank you. Okay, so this is a really good one. I have two, so I'm just going to have to read all of them. Okay, so the first one is Psalms 37, and it's 3 through 5. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. And I think that's, for me, huge, is just being content where I'm at and cultivating faithfulness with the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will do it. So as I walk this road of, you know, just things going on in our life in general, but then also my son's health, just trusting Him and committing our way to Him and knowing that the Lord has plans that we just need to walk day in and day out and be in touch with Him. But then kind of one that's more long-term, that's kind of like my verse of the week. More of my long-term, I just keep going back to this scripture verse. And actually, my children are memorizing it right now. And so we've added like little hand motions to it, and it's really fun. But my son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commands. For a length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and a good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. And I just love all of those, the whole thing.
Great. I love that you said that, and I love that it's on this podcast, because that is one of the three S's: soul care, scripture, and stories.
Yes.
So I love that.
That's awesome.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Well, friends, if you're listening, if you have any thoughts or comments about what you heard today, about what Cynthia said, or anything that relates to your own experience, join me on my Facebook page, PRN, Pause, Renew, Next, to join in the conversation. Or feel free to comment on the website, pauserenewnext.com. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and spread the word to others who you think would enjoy it as well. You can find PRN on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and can find the podcast on our website, pauserenewnext.com, on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere else podcasts can be found. New podcasts are released each Tuesday, and a new blog post each Friday. This is Jenny Detweiler with PRN, Pause, Renew, Next, the podcast. May you be encouraged on your journey with Jesus.